From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Tens of millions of dollars are being spent on the upcoming midterm elections, and a huge chunk of that comes from groups not connected to the campaigns themselves. One state getting more than its fair share is Ohio. It's hosting races for U.S. Senate and governor. Several congressional seats held by Democrats are also up for grabs. And Republicans, along with their backers, are fighting hard to take them. NPR's Don Gagne looks at two of those races now, one in Cincinnati, the other a sprawling district in southeast Ohio.
It's crunch time for campaigns and for those spending money to influence hotly contested races. And it's time for some candidates to get bad news. Congressman Steve Driehaus, a freshman Democrat from Cincinnati, among them. This is a video to his supporters.
This week, we found out that the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, has pulled funding for TV in the 1st Congressional District in Ohio. I'm Steve Driehaus. I'm the congressman from the 1st Congressional District in Ohio.
Driehaus is in a rematch with former Republican Congressman Steve Chabot. The incumbent says the DCCC is walking away from someone who cast tough votes on behalf of the president's agenda. But Ohio State University political scientist Paul Beck says it's simply the party trying to make the most of its available cash.
And they begin doing triage, and it requires some really hard-nosed, cold decisions to maybe back away from investments in candidates whom they like, but who they think probably aren't going to win.
But as money is taken away from the race in Cincinnati, it's pouring into the 18th congressional district to the east. That's where two-term Democrat Zach Space is trying to hold back a challenge by Republican State Senator Bob Gibbs. The two men attended a candidate forum at the public library in Nelsonville two nights ago. The rhetoric was familiar. Democrat Space warned of a return to Bush-era economic policies.
The alternative is to go back to watching out for the people that put us into this crisis. Now, do we want to go back?
Republican Gibbs said the nation is on the wrong track.
If you want bigger government, higher taxes, more regulation, don't vote for me.
But much of the battle here is taking place on the airwaves. Some of that Democratic Party money not being spent in Cincinnati will now help Zach Space instead. Space is still considered the favorite in his contest, but it's close, and some of the non-party groups backing Republicans have jumped in.
Somewhere in the hallowed halls of Congress, Zach Space lost his way. He pledged allegiance to Nancy Pelosi and forgot the folks back home. Zach supported Pelosi's wasteful stimulus bill and bailouts for Wall Street big shots.
This ad being aired on local radio was paid for by American Crossroads, an outside group with ties to Karl Rove. It's one of several non-party ads being run in the district. Ohio's 18th shows how Republicans and their backers have expanded the playing field this year, with nearly all of the fighting taking place on Democratic turf. And a new study by the Wesleyan Media Project shows that groups favoring Republicans are outspending Democrats by nearly 9-1. At that candidate forum in Nelsonville, Democrat Space reacted to the outside money, much of it from anonymous donors.
We have to have full disclosure. Without it, it's a perversion of the democratic process. And what I worry about is that, again, this could be the beginning and not the apex of this problem.
As for Republican Gibbs, he wouldn't say how much these ads may be helping him, stressing that campaigns are not allowed to coordinate with non-party groups. When pressed, he did add this.
Hey, I'm not turning it down. We've just been doing some polling right now, and things are looking pretty good. That's all I'm going to say in that. But I think you're going to see a wave coming here in 20 days.
But the wave of cash has already arrived, its actual total and influence to be tallied up after Election Day. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbus.